Hello, my name is Madeline Mack, and I will be discussing the persecution of Muslims in Myanmar, also known as Burma. Muslims have been evident in Myanmar since the 9th century, when Muslim sailors married Burmese women settled along the Burmese coast. They have been productive members of the society and economy. But in October of 2016, this cohabitating came crashing down. The military started to commit heinous acts against Rohingya Muslims simply because they are Muslims and not Rakhine Buddhists, which is the majority of the religion in Myanmar. The military entered the community and began murdering, raping, and setting houses on fire. They are also being arrested without justified reasoning, they are being forced into labor, and they have restrictions on travel and limitations on higher government, education. They are also not being granted citizenship, which comes with a multitude of blockades. The president, Hitin Kiwa, is not stopping the government. The military have been in control of Myanmar since 1962. Three people were appointed to be part of the UN team to investigate in Myanmar based on the multiple complaints, but they were denied access into the country, which created more speculations and higher want to go into the country and explore these issues and help out the country. There also have been marches to emanate the issues in Myanmar, and the Iranian government is trying to shed light onto the issues and call out for conversation and help. The motives are not solely based on a hatred for the religion. Muslims don't vote the same way as Buddhists because of their different values and beliefs. So Rakhines feel as if they are being politically betrayed by Muslims. And resources in Myanmar are limited, so they see Muslims as additional competitors. The split between the community doesn't just negatively affect the society, but also the economy. The rip needs to be quickly and effectively sewn back together to create a better functioning society, government, community, and altogether life.